Welcome back to the good, the bad, and the fashion.
Hi, my name is Jamita.
Hi, my name is Samaya.
Hello, my name is Nasreen.
Hello, my name is Adnan.
Hello, my name is Mehmet.
Fast fashion. Why are people buying from stores that participate in fast fashion even though it's bad and harmful?
Why is it bad and harmful?
Yeah, aren't products cheap and trendy?
We are here to answer those questions.
Fast fashion is very harmful. It hurts the environment, the producer, and consumer.
There are many ways it hurts the environment, but let's highlight how the breakdown of cotton affects the environment.
The cotton breakdown. Why are people using cotton and some alternatives?
Cotton requires lots of energy, but also requires a tremendous amount of water.
Their products.
According to Ratir Solin, the industry dries up water sources and pollutes rivers and streams, while 85 of textiles go to dumps each year.
Fast fashion is a fast food line. After the sugar rush, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, said Sadilvia Firth.
Pure cotton is decomposable, but fast fashion uses chemicals and blends with synthetic materials, making it indecomposable.
Synthetic fibers like polyester do not biodegrade and take years to decompose in landfills.
The high demand for cotton could lead to deforestation.
Unsustainable farming practices can lead to depletion of soil fertility and force farmers to look for new land to grow crops.
Their expansion into new areas causes the destruction of not only forests, but also habitats.
What is fast fashion? Fast fashion is defined as cheap, trendy clothing that samples ideas from catwalk or celebrity culture.
The low cost of fast fashion products encourages people to buy more clothing, which leads to higher waste.
And that can cause many environmental issues, like the waste ending up in our ocean, causing pollution.
The cost of fast fashion products encourages people to buy more clothing, which leads to higher waste.
And that can cause many environmental issues, like the waste ending up in our ocean, causing pollution.
It can also cause deforestation and other environmental problems, such as pollution and water contamination.
What exactly is fast fashion and how did it begin?
Fast fashion is the act replicating high fashion designs and producing them at a low price.
Before the 19th century, fashion was a time-consuming process that required raw materials such as wool, cotton, and natural fibers that were used to create fabric.
However, the Industrial Revolution changed the world of fashion, and as a result, it made clothing easier to buy and make.
Fast fashion brands produce trendy pieces and encourage people to buy the newest style on the market as soon as possible.
According to Igni Martina, the average U.S. consumer throws away 81.5 pounds of clothes each year.
Fast fashion enables shoppers not only to expand their wardrobes, but also refresh them very quickly and cheaply.
Fast fashion is a way of manufacturing, marketing, and selling clothes that give a brand the title.
The idea is to get the newest styles on the market as fast as possible so shoppers can snap them up while they're still trendy.
While it's super appealing, the rapid production cycle has led to some serious environmental issues. This industry is a major contributor to pollution and waste.
The process can lead to a host of environmental issues, from water pollution to excessive waste.
The fast fashion industry saw massive growth from 2000 onwards, with the market predicted to reach a staggering $660 billion by 2029. While this is great for profits, it comes with dire consequences.
Fast fashion thrives on speed and volume.
For instance, a typical fast fashion retailer might release new styles weekly or even daily.
Fast fashion creates millions of jobs worldwide, particularly in developing countries where garment factories are located.
What are the pros and cons of fast fashion?
Pros and cons of fast fashion. One of the main pros is affordability. Fast fashion makes trendy clothes accessible.
According to Hayes Adam, fast fashion describes low price but stylish clothing that moves quickly from design to retail stores to meet and capitalize on trends. Fast fashion allows mainstream consumers to purchase a new look at an affordable price.
One con of fast fashion is that when consumers buy too much products, they tend to donate them to thrift stores, and 90% of clothing donated to thrift stores usually go to a waste site.
The production process of fast fashion consists of the use of dangerous chemicals, dyes, polluting water supplies, and adding to air pollution.
Most of the companies that participate in fast fashion have trendy clothes, though.
Shein, like other fast fashion companies, face a lot of criticism for their environmental harm. This includes microplastic pollution, textile waste, and etc.
One pro about fast fashion is that consumers are receiving the products faster.
Another pro is that the materials used to make clothing are at a low price.
While the materials are at a low price, so are the working wages.
Producers that work at companies that participate in fast fashion get minimum wage, and the working conditions are bad.
Opportunities for economic growth in regions where textiles are produced.
Easy availability of products online and in stores make shopping easier and convenient.
Unsustainable practices lead to significant environmental harm.
Frequent needs for replacement of materials contributes to waste.
Fast fashion platforms quickly respond to runway trends, ensuring customers have the latest styles.
People with low income can participate in fashion.
Fast fashion presents a mixed picture. While it offers benefits to consumers, it may be harmful not only to producers but only the environment.
Companies benefiting from fast fashion. Fast fashion is a popular business model that many clothing companies have used to make money.
Major players like Zara, H&M, and Forever 21 have capitalized on this demand, employing efficient supply chains and just-in-time manufacturing techniques.
They can quickly respond to new fashion trends, allowing consumers to buy the latest styles without spending a lot.
These companies benefit by keeping their production costs low.
They often source materials from countries where labor is cheaper, allowing them to offer affordable prices that attract many shoppers.
However, this fast fashion approach has serious downside, including significant harm to the environment. Fast fashion contributes to pollution, waste, and high carbon emissions.
Fast fashion brands release new collections almost weekly, creating a sense of urgency for consumers. Shoppers feel the need to buy now, fearing that an item may be gone if they wait.
They have built their success on rapid production cycles that respond quickly to the latest 108 trends and consumer demands. Fast fashion companies use social media and influencers to promote young people to show trendy outfits help spread the word of these brands.
These companies have established very successful business models for these several reasons.
Here are some substitute companies for fast fashion.
Allbirds is known for its eco-friendly shoes made from natural materials like merino wool and eucalyptus tree fibers. The brand emphasizes sustainability in both its manufacturing process and supply chain, aiming for carbon neutral footprint.
Tentree plants 10 trees for each item purchased, making it an environmentally focused clothing brand. They use sustainable materials such as organic cotton, recycled polyester, and tencel in their products, promoting ecological stewardship along with fashion.
Mud Jeans offer a unique business model where customers can rent their jeans or buy them with a take-back program for recycling. Their jeans are made from organic cotton and produced in an environmentally friendly way, emphasizing the circular economy.
Thought is a clothing brand that focuses on using sustainable fabrics like organic cotton, bamboo, and hemp. Their designs are timeless, aimed at reducing waste in fast fashion industries while promoting ethical manufacturing.
Bag specializes in organic cotton basics, offering comfortable clothing that is both fashionable and eco-friendly. Their products are NGOD certified, and they focus on ethical production to support fair wages.
These substitute companies reflect a growing trend in the fashion industry towards sustainability, ethical production, and social responsibility.
They offer a range of stylish and high-quality clothing options that appeal to customers.
By supporting these brands, shoppers can reduce the environmental impact of the fast fashion industry as consumer interest in these alternatives continue to rise. They pave the way for a more ethical and environmentally friendly fashion landscape. As consumer interest in these alternatives continues to rise, they pave the way for a more ethical and environmentally friendly fashion landscape.
Cotton production and fast fashion pose significant threats to the environment and social justice.
Awareness and demand for sustainable alternatives are essential to alleviate these issues. Cotton farmers use a lot of water and harmful chemicals, leading to water pollution and soil damage.
Fast fashion is characterized by quickly produced, inexpensive clothing that follows the latest trends.
It contributes significantly to global carbon emissions and it generates massive amounts of textile waste. Addressing the issues in cotton production and fast fashion is essential for a sustainable future. Consumers can make a difference by choosing sustainable brands and reducing waste.
Greater awareness and responsibility can lead to a positive shift in the fast fashion industry.
Thank you
for listening to SJJ, the good, and the bad, and the fashion. And see you again.